This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite and via the internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers too, for their service to America. And to all those people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America rolling along. To the bulk mail centers, you got one right behind my building right here. And to all the drivers hauling the mail around, thanks for what you do, too, to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch. .com website. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Yes, ma'am. Are you back with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Venezuela. What pray tell, and again, I had a comment here from someone. Let me read the comment real quick. It says, We know we've had special, this is from Jim, Jim is in Atlanta. Jim is saying, we know we've had special operators in Central America and South America for some time. They're stationed there regularly working against the war on drugs. Are they involved right now in training some of the troops that may be used to go in to Venezuela? That's the question.
I don't think that they are, although they would continually, those that we already have there would be continually providing reports on a daily basis with those activities. But we have loaded up a few of our embassies with some intelligence types and what is otherwise known as teachers.
Right. Yeah.
we're there in various locations and should be. So he's quite accurate on that one, but I don't believe that there's the ones that are already there. I don't believe that the ones that are doing the training. We've got some others that are working on that.
Okay. Now let's go across the pond to, Iran, because there's a lot of moving parts in Iran. First of all, we've had 430 rockets fired at Israel with deaths in Israel, and Israel's retaliated with deaths in the Gaza Strip. That, of course, the principals are the bad guys. Hamas has replied with missiles by Iran. Is that correct?
Yeah, but this particular case, Hamas is second. The lead in this recent attack has really been the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group.
Hmm. Okay. And they're even worse. That's the bunch, let's see, every time I think of that group, I think of Sami Alarion with the money laundering. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay, because that's what they became famous for. And
the carrier battle group and the bomber force that we're sending over there doesn't have anything to do with Israel.
Right, they have to do with Iran. But Israel right now is dealing with what they're dealing with, which is not necessarily normal. You're going to get 400 rockets tossed at you. It happens once in a while. And since 2007, I don't know how many armed conflicts they've had between the two of them, but hasn't it been at least a half a dozen where the Israelis have gone in and...
Yeah. What Israel did here over the weekend was took out a whole cyber wing of that was operating in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And took out the whole building that was operating a cyber wing.
Mm-hmm.
Then they took out I think they said something about 175 targets. That doesn't mean specifically ordnance on 175 targets. It means that they used various types of offensive measures to take out 175 targets. So now apparently Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad sent a message over to Egypt, because Egypt is the interlocutor or the monkey in the middle here that's supposed to be doing
the negotiator, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they called for a ceasefire, and Israel's like, yeah, sure, okay, whatever. We're not going to have any kind of a ceasefire until we believe that there is something mm-hmm. serious and we're seeing a ceasefire.
Now, we don't have a lot of time, and I want to spend some time on Iran, because the Iranian embassy, there's a group of dissidents that sit outside of Iran that are reporting on what Iran's intentions are, and they have unleashed a plot, or discovered a plot, where the Iranian embassies in Europe are putting together attacks against different individuals, including assassinations and installations in Europe. Have you heard about that?
Some snippets. This, what is really happening here is the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is pretty angry that they were listed as a terror group. So apparently Iran has decided to do some plotting here, which is causing, and we're getting this information from not only MEK, but we're getting it from a few other sources on the reason that we have decided to reposition the carrier group.
Okay, hold that thought. Here comes the music in my ear. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. We're going to talk more about Iran, because this is a situation. Again, Iran is getting more sanctions put on them. As Denise just said, they're upset, the Revolutionary Guard, because they were declared as a hostile group. I know it's the wrong term of words, but we'll be right back with more. Got to go. Taking a break. Coming right back.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. By the way, tomorrow morning, in the fourth hour, I will have Tim Schmidt on the program, hour number four. He is the president and founder of the USCCA. We're going to be talking about the training that the teachers and the other people in the school system will be getting here in Florida now that our governor has signed that legislation to allow guns in the hands of the teachers or other certified individuals that work for the school districts. Now, the USCCA, you can go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, and click on the USCCA logo to find out a lot more about what they're all about. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is here with us. Hello.
Good morning.
Now, the deal with Iran, besides our USS Abraham Lincoln that's in the region with their carrier group, we flew some bombers into the area. Now, normally, you know, it's one thing to have an aircraft carrier group in the region, but the bombers are there for what? An exclamation mark to the battle group? Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, or cover, yes.
Okay, so we know that Iran needs to eat. We know there's more sanctions coming up against them. We know that they predominantly produce gasoline and natural gas and ship it into Europe and whatnot, and apparently that's going to be a non-existent way of doing things anymore. So they're getting kind of desperate, are they?
Yeah, they are pretty desperate as far as producing energy. You know, other countries were buying their oil, and we had applied sanctions. We had given some of those countries waivers,
mm-hmm.
and now we have terminated those waivers. So those countries can finish the existing transactions, but it's like there will be no more unless they evade the sanctions. And then the United States takes a much heavier hand in consequences for those countries that are violating the sanctions.
Okay. So, folks, that's pretty much the story you've heard about Venezuela and about Iran. Now, before we get to the inevitable, which is North Korea, we're going to talk about the Attorney General Barr and all the activity on all the Sunday shows where they pretty much tried to do a hatchet job on him all over again, the Attorney General, that is. But I get it. I understand it. The Democrats are trying very desperately to get out in front of the Inspector General report that's coming, that's going to have more names involved in it, more than likely more people in the Obama administration at the time when the president was still the president. I'm talking about Obama. And that FISA report that's about to come out, which will probably come out shortly thereafter, if you believe what Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said yesterday.
Well, there's a lot of moving parts there.
That's right.
The Democrats, well, Nadler gave Barr yet another opportunity, and we don't know if Barr is going to take that bait yet. So now they're considering putting him in contempt, which I'm sure he pretty much just doesn't care about it all.
9 a.m. this morning, right?
Yeah, well, that was a second deadline that I think that Barr was given. And if he doesn't comply, then they'll move to put him in contempt. And he just doesn't care. I mean, we put Eric Holder in contempt, and that didn't do anything. So I don't
know. No, and then the president at that time, Obama, finally gave him executive privilege. And that ended it. That ended it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Trump has not given anybody executive privilege.
True.
And the feeling is, you want to tie this up in court, fine. We'll go ahead and tie it up in court, and it can stay in court long enough to go way past the 2020 election.
Mm-hmm. So it was obvious yesterday, watching what was going on with the comments that were going back and forth. Obviously, there's more people involved in this than we currently have heard about. There will be more names coming out. I'm not even going to venture a guess anymore because it could be anybody. But I still think that John Brennan is really going to get nailed hard. If anybody ever is going to go anywhere, it's going to be Brennan.
Well, there's a possibility here. There are many more operatives other than Ezra Turk and Stephen Halper and former whatever he was, Alexander Downer of Australia. It looks to me that the UK and Italy are much more involved in this whole thing than we previously knew. I spent a good bit of time yesterday on this, and I'm so confused. I almost have to put it on paper and do it in pencil form first in order to kind of have it laid out from what I've uncovered.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to the unbearable here, the inevitable, North Korea, Little Kim. How many rockets did he actually fire? Do we really know?
Yeah, what it was is, you know, those things that are kind of a round cylinder, and they have them, and, you know, I think five or six in each one.
Right.
Well, that's what he fired off. They don't go more than, say, 200 kilometers. Maybe, you know, they're all short range, maybe 100, 150 kilometers.
So he just fired something to scare the fish.
Well, maybe they're testing something here, which seems to be the case. He personally saw the whole thing, so he was there. And according to the Trump White House, they're not going to have any other consequence here at this point. So it's interesting, too, that this was done on the heels of Little Kim meeting with Putin in Vladivostok last week.
Yeah, which kind of leads you to believe that maybe he got the blessing of Mr. Vladimir Putin.
I don't know if that we could go so far as to say that, but the timing is curious.
Yeah, and the other thing is that obviously he wants to be noticed. This is his way of doing it because we haven't heard a whole lot about him recently. So maybe this is what he's trying to do, get attention, just like a little kid would.
He wants some sanctions lifted. He can't. He's gotten to the point where there's not enough food in his country. And, you know, he has been rationing food, and now he's even, the food that he's been rationing, he's going to have to make it even less. There's clearly just not enough there. That's all there is to it.
Mm.
And furthermore, so many of the North Koreans that are used as slave labor in foreign countries, Russia included, a lot of them have been sent home. So that revenue stream has diminished significantly. So there's really not enough money coming into the country to keep him financially sustainable, which is, when you consider it, almost the same model that we're using on Iran.
Okay. Now, just to throw a little spice into the program here right now in our segment, Hillary Clinton... never say never, was just, she just canceled her Bill and Her tour. What the hell was the name of that thing? Do you know?
I don't know. Some kind of an evening with Bill and Hillary.
Yeah, well, at one time the tickets were what, several hundred dollars a piece?
Yeah, I think I saw that.
And now we were down to tickets that were going for $2 a piece at their last several venues, and they couldn't get anybody to show up.
I think I saw some of that, too. I would assume that that's true because I saw from a couple of different sources. But, yeah, nobody really wanted
yeah.
to.
And she's back in the news for another reason because, once again, she's claiming, especially at these events that she's having, that she was robbed back in 2016, the election, and that the President Trump should be impeached, as in, like, right now. But she's got a little problem. The voters don't see it that way. They think that they would have been worse off if Hillary had been the president, and that's coming from the Rasmussen poll.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, she's got to understand that she's been called a sore loser for quite some time here, mm-hmm. and she just needs to give up. But as long as you've got other candidates like this Peter Buttigieg fella that's meeting with her and some of these other candidates, then she still feels relevant.
Mm-hmm. And even Elizabeth Warren, I'm not sure that she met with her, but Elizabeth Warren has got her $1.25 trillion free education deal, you know, whatever. Okay, well, here comes the music, so we'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, and look forward to seeing your articles.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, and we thank her very much, and we thank you for tuning in and listening. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. I'll be right back with our first military news report. We got a lot of different things going on, a lot of moving pieces in the world in which we live. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are responding to criticism that the president didn't bring up the problem of Russian election meddling interference when he spoke by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is keeping Moscow in line.
This administration has been tougher on Russia than any of its predecessor administrations. I could go through the list, but there's not time in the show to talk about all the things we've done. Our largest defense buildup, our new... I mean, the list is long.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The president says he still sees tremendous potential for a good, even great relationship with Russia. Investigators say 41 of the 78 people on board a Russian Aeroflot passenger plane were killed after it caught fire while making an emergency landing at a Moscow airport. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. And for more about the National Aviation Academy, here it comes, because in 14 months, you can be on your way to a well-paying, in-demand job. Take it away.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, you folks over there at MacDill Air Force Base and the dozens of other military bases all across the United States of America. There is an important date coming up in your future. It's Friday, May 31st, because that's the next start date for the National Aviation Academy class in Clearwater and Boston, Concord, Massachusetts, to be specific. Also, you can find out that you've been hearing me talking about National Aviation for about 3 years now. They've helped hundreds of vets make the transition to an aviation career in the private sector, and they have a team of specialists that can help you get your career separation plan in order right now, because the top 10% of aviation maintenance workers and aviation maintenance techs make well over $80,000 a year. So what are you waiting for? For more information on your statistics and all the information you need and the upcoming classes, just go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080 to find out more. Well, I've got some news here that apparently they have agreed upon a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, negotiated by Egypt. You might have heard Denise and I talking about that possibility a little while ago, and the news is now coming out that there is a ceasefire in that area, so we'll see if it stays or not. Now, also, the senator in New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, also presidential candidate, is concerned about the rise of sexual assaults and the decrease in prosecutions currently in the military. The rates of sexual assaults in the military are going up, according to a report presented in a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing on Thursday of last week, while the rates of prosecution and conviction are going down. And Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York wants an investigation into that to find out what's going on there. And maybe she'll get it, maybe she won't. Who knows? Now, a week after a cyber attack exercise shut down electricity at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, at almost all of the Army's most populated installation, leadership is now offering soldiers and their families a chance to recoup their costs for things they might have lost in terms of food in their refrigerators and whatnot. So we'll see how all that plays out. That was a significant event there where they had a problem for 2 or 3 days, as was my understanding. By the way, the new Army Vice Chief of Staff, General James McConville, who breezed through his Senate Armed Services Committee confirmation for the position of Army Chief of Staff after answering a variety of questions that showed that he is indeed picking up the torch for the Army's modernization. He's warned Congress not to mess with the budget because they're trying very hard to modernize the Army into a mean, lean fighting machine. Those are my words, not his. Also, a Pennsylvania man who took bribes in a scheme involving construction projects at two New Jersey military bases is now headed to prison. And 14 Sikh high schoolers have now gotten waivers to enter Army basic training with both a beard and a turban. Following a graduation this June, these individuals will become a new wave of Sikh soldiers enlisting in the U.S. Army, who will be allowed to wear the traditional turban and beard in basic combat training. Now, the Navy is shaking up their specialty career paths for unrestricted line officers, eliminating two skills from the program, as well as discontinuing selection boards and command opportunities. We'll see how that works out. By the way, a viral mumps outbreak that left a deployed U.S. Navy warship quarantined at sea for around 4 months is finally under control. And China's first domestically built aircraft carrier is likely to enter service this year, making another advance in Beijing's ability to project influence well beyond its shores, the Pentagon said in an updated assessment of Chinese military power. Now, the Air Force is raising its cost estimates to $420 million. to repair and rebuild at Nebraska's Offutt Air Force Base following severe flooding that forced officials to scramble to save munitions and move aircraft to higher ground. Also, the Turkish government secretly investigated U.S. airmen deployed to Turkey, monitoring their movements and alleging that they were connected to a failed coup attempt against President Erdogan in July of 2016, according to documents recently unearthed by Turkish dissidents. And the largest deployment of U.S. Marines to Australia right now is underway. The Marine Corps could also face another personnel drawdown as the next commandant looks for ways to pay for more modern equipment and training. Certainly hope that's not the case because there aren't enough robots to do what the Marines do, if you know what I mean. And South Korea, in a critical step towards developing its own naval capabilities, plans to construct three more 7,600-ton destroyers equipped with American-made Aegis combat systems and sophisticated ballistic missile interceptors. We'll see how that works out. Not to forget about the fact that Lockheed critics have long pointed out that the F-35's weapon load of four missiles in stealth mode is just not enough to contend with the bad guys. Guess what? Lockheed now says that they figured out a way to put two more missiles on board for a total of six. And with all the problems the F-35 has faced lately, cracked bulkheads, lousy software, ALIS, and being 50% over budget and very, very late, whoever thought that Lockheed Martin and Pratt & Whitney would be called on the carpet for being too slow to purchase orders and buy parts? Well, never say never, right? Never say never. By the way, veterans, task force has been put together now to oversee and take care of whatever the 2 million women veterans today need, because in light of all the things that have been going on for veterans, there seems to have been an invisible or forgotten web out there of what some of the female veterans need. So the VA, realizing that need, is now looking at it through the forms of a new committee to make sure that they get it taken care of correctly. And the Department of VAs now says that they oppose three legislative proposals that would expand research on medical marijuana at the VA and give veterans access to the drug in states where it's illegal. So that's changing. By the way, lawmakers are questioning the huge increase in the Pentagon's war budget over fiscal 2020. The new incoming chief of the Army has said that, don't mess with my budget. I'm trying to modernize the Army, make things better. We'll find out. And the Army's top network buyer provided the most detailed timeline to date of how the service will plan an update to its tactical network in 2021. So a lot of things are going on here. A lot of parts of the puzzle are starting to come together. Now, when we come back from this break, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming around when we come back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medel, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees, Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle. well, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time, or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100. 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program is brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to the buying craftsmanship and stellar service that they're known for. They are a family-owned Christian business. They also offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they make a lot of special pieces, too, for their customers. Now, they specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. So, go to their website, David E. Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com, and take a look at what they have available over there. Now, if you want something made specially for maybe your military outfit, or your first responder unit, or maybe your union or whatever for a special event or that special someone. You can also give them a call at 937-325-3680. That's 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience and find out more information person to person. Now, David E. Garrett Jewelers is a jeweler you can trust. They are a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook and the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, let's talk, first of all, about the market. You said, did I see the market was down? Yes, I did. So what's the reason for that?
Trump tweeted out yesterday afternoon that he's looking to impose some major tariffs on Chinese goods. Basically, we didn't impose them back in January, and he's also looking to impose tariffs on even more Chinese goods. This is all with their talks are supposed to resume this week with China in regards to trade.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's pushing the issue a little bit because he says he's getting a little tired of the stall techniques that are taking place. And take a look over in China right now. You've got the Shenzhen market down is almost 8%. The Shanghai index is down over 5%. Global markets are down, and U.S. stock market is poised to open to the downside at around 450 to 500 points because of the issues in regards to trade. I think Trump's strategy is that, you know, take a look at us. We're the strongest economy in the world. We're doing just fine. We'd like to get something done with this deal. So, and the Chinese delegation is still expected to come to the United States this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see whether or not we end up getting something done.
Now, let me ask you a question here, because I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think that they were going from 10% to 25%. Is that what President Trump said?
Yes.
Okay, so, and the Chinese, their response back was nothing or something, or what do we hear from
them? Well, no, they didn't like their response, and there was actually some talk about, you know, that them not, possibly not coming. And it's not just in the 20, going from 10 to 25, it was also the threat to put them on additional goods as well outside of what was already being imposed, so that it was actually going to expand the existing tariffs.
Okay, now, I don't need to tell you what happens every time there's missiles firing in the Middle East and an aircraft battle group goes into the middle Mediterranean and this, that, and the other. Everybody should be thinking about gasoline prices because even though a few minutes ago reports of a ceasefire came in from Gaza, no more rockets being fired, that doesn't necessarily mean no more rockets will be fired now, does it?
Well, no. I mean, how many ceasefires called over in that area of the world? It's kind of like our debt ceiling. I mean, they happen all the time, and everybody just, you know, continues on. So I don't know really what this means. You've got the two. I mean, the negotiations are taking place in Egypt, and you've got the Hezbollah, and you've got this other. I forget the name of the Islamic. I forget what it was. Jihad, I think, is the name of the group.
Yeah, that's the one that Sami Alarian and company were in.
Yeah, there's two of them. Yeah, there's two of them over there. And, you know, they're negotiating, right? Yeah, something. And then, I don't know. We'll see if anything comes up with it. They're not happy. Israel, you know, has, I know that they've brought tanks into the border over there and
yep.
They're ready to go.
Yep.
It's like a suicide mission based that these guys are taking over there in Gaza. I mean, it's going to get, they're going to get crushed. I mean, the last time, that this occurred, it was about 50 days of escalated fighting, and
right.
the death toll was quite high.
Yeah, and they went in with the tanks, they went in with the bulldozers, and every time something was fired at them from a house or a building, a church, whatever it was, after they blew it apart, they'd destroy it with a bulldozer, and that'd be the end of it. Yep, so that's where they're going. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens because this is a fluent situation, just like Venezuela is down to our south, a fluent situation. We'll just have to wait and see how things develop. Now, you heard the Democrats on the campaign trail talk about people living paycheck to paycheck, correct?
That's a favorite talking point of theirs.
Yeah, but... But where we got it, where the rubber meets the road, Chris, is when you got people saying 80%, like, for example, Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker both use the expression 80% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. Well, I found...
Matt, I know people that make, you know, that live irresponsibly, that make, you know, $150,000, $200,000 a year, that live paycheck to paycheck because they spend too much money. Mm-hmm. You can live paycheck to paycheck if you're making $1 million a year if you don't budget your money properly. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, but here's the case that's really the case. According to a Career Builder press release with a survey done by the Harris Poll in 2016, 2017, and 2018, the numbers are broken down this way. 38% of employees say they sometimes live paycheck to paycheck. 17% say they usually do. And 23% say they always do. That's a whole lot different than 80% of the country.
Yeah, and again, what does it actually mean? It doesn't. It means something different to each and every individual person.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know, if people live paycheck to paycheck, and it meaning what? You know, they're spending too much, they're not making enough, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. I mean, everybody's going to have to control their own lives based upon what they make in their budget. And yeah, granted, are certain people not making as much? Yeah, there are, but you never had a better time right now to go out and improve your situation,
right,
with the labor market as tight, and get a better job or work a second job, whatever it takes to get there. You did it, I did it, we all can.
Yeah, and I'm glad you just brought up the labor market, because we didn't get a chance to talk that much about what happened Friday, because it always seems to happen after you get off the program. It comes, I guess that report, the jobs report, comes after we're done. But the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, 263,000 new hires were added, and the economy easily beat the expectations by Wall Street of 190,000 and 3.8% jobless rate. And again, we're sitting at levels that we haven't seen in 39, 40 years.
No, try even longer. Try 50.
Okay.
It's that large. It's 1960s, Matt. That's how amazing it is. Late 1969. The numbers are outstanding. And it's not just the fact that we have such a low unemployment rate. It's also the wage growth that we're seeing.
That's right.
The average hourly earning in the United States is almost $28 an hour now.
Yeah, and there are plenty of jobs out there that are starting out well above the $15 an hour because they need the people to do it. They need equipment operators on some of these construction jobs, and they need truck drivers. They need material forklift operators, that sort of thing. That all pays a lot more money, and, you know, if they don't know how to do it, they'll train you how to do it.
Yeah, well, and it's not only that, we've got a low inflationary situation as well. It's blowing away all what the experts tend to think, that when good news is bad news, and when the labor market gets tight, unemployment gets down, it's somehow going to be inflationary, which is old Phillips curve nonsense that I've never believed in.
Now, you've made some changes. I got about 30 seconds or so left here. You've made some changes. So nowadays, your three-hour weekend show will still be 3 hours weekend all across the country on many of the same stations you've had for years, just like me. And your weekday program will now be a podcast. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going the route of the digital with podcasts. We thought it was kind of a good way to grow around that whole area is doing quite well, and because of me having to be on the road so much now with the expansion of our business, so a lot of new offices opening up around the country, I've got to be a little bit more flexible. So, yeah, you're going to be able to hear from me every day. Just have to do it. Go to our website and get on iTunes and various different places.
All right, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, from wherever you're at.
Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. So we'll be getting reports from Chris from wherever he's at around the country when he's traveling to these different offices, because he did hire some more people to represent him around the country. I'll be right back with Frank Silvato.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.